As we get set to close out the week, we're looking at markets that keep doing what they've been doing. That is to say, stocks are well bid just off record highs, and the U.S. dollar is under pressure. Yesterday's reveal of U.S. jobless claims hitting a pandemic low has been celebrated by global financial markets and clearly reflected in price action. Now, we have seen a little more reservation out of China on account of headlines that the Biden administration would likely preserve limits on U.S. investments in certain Chinese companies, but this has been offset somewhat by more solid data out of China. The yen has been a little bid in recent sessions with the news of the extension of the state of emergency in Tokyo factoring into this flow, while commodity currencies have been performing nicely as metals prices continue to surge. Iron ore has just extended its run to a fresh record high. The euro has done well on stronger data out of the zone, and the pound has been mostly sideways since the mostly as expected BOE decision, which perhaps carried a mildly dovish tone after the BOE failed to get into taper talk. Key standouts on today's calendar include German trade and industrial production, UK construction PMIs, an ECB Lagarde speech, Canada Ivy PMIs, and the monthly jobs reports out of Canada and the US. We expect we could now see some position squaring for the remainder of the day into the US jobs report. That's all for now.